Today I went to school and we just listened to reports and stuff and had math and language arts. And then nothing much happened. And then tomorrow, same thing's gonna happen. And then, let's see. Well, my friend Eric, he's got a little underground fort that we go in. We hide in and stuff, play army, have some fun. And then he might get some walkie-talkies, and Dad might get me a new bike this summer, which, just a regular, so I could get a paper route, have some fun. That should be a lot of fun, I think. We've been studying on Vietnam a lot, and it's real interesting about the Vietnam Wars and stuff. I'm interested in that. And Larry's going to take me up climbing Saturday or Sunday, around May 29th or May 30th. And then we're going to climb the Flatirons. I think it's the first Flatiron. I think the first Flatiron is a little bit shorter than the third Flatiron, which I climbed last time with Larry. And he said it should be a little harder, though. It'll be fun, lots of fun. Now I'm going to have a lot of fun still. And Mom and Dad, they're going to Florida this Saturday when Larry takes me. And they're going to go to Florida for about a week and pick up my grandma. And then they're going to bring her back. And they're going to go through Tallahassee, and then they're going to cross the Mississippi. Then I don't know where they're going to go from there. And so I've been having a lot of fun these last weeks, doing a lot of things. Went frog hunting, everything. He's doing okay, too. Having fun with him. I think this summer I'm going to find snakes and stuff. Having fun. And we had our field day just last Tuesday, and that was lots of fun. I won 2 ribbons, 2nd place in the tug of war, and then 4th place in the 3-legged race. And it's lots of fun. And there's other things that were fun in it too that I lost, but it was still lots of fun for me. Then we went and had a picnic in the park, which is close to us. Still lots of fun. I know what you mean when you say those knives and guns are dangerous. A knife might cut myself. And you're right, it might. So, I don't know, I haven't got a whole lot to say. Not the most I could say. Just can't think of other things right now. So, I guess that's it. Bye.
Hi, Carl and Florence. The kids sure get a kick out of listening to you on this tape. They like the idea that you talk right to them. It's always very interesting to hear what's going on over in Vietnam. The little things that Carl says here and there makes it seem like it's closer. Florence, I'd like to thank you for the placemats. They're beautiful. You couldn't have picked my colors better. I love the autumn colors, and they just go and fit in real well with everything I have in the dining room. As Mikey told you, Don and I are going to Florida Saturday, May 29th. It'll be quite a trip because I've never been down there before. I've never been anywhere down south. The only bad thing is Don can only get a week, and so we'll only have 4 days to sightsee, and then we'll have to start back because we're driving his mother back home, and I suppose it'll take about 3 days, and she can't take 10 hours of driving, probably only 8. But she said she had about 3 weeks of sightseeing crammed into that 4 days, so I guess we'll see quite a bit while we're there. I know I'll really enjoy it because I'd like to see some of those southern states, and I've never been down there. I've read a lot of books about these places, and I'd sure like to see some of them, so it's really going to be exciting for me. Carl, you sound real happy and healthy and like you really enjoy it over there, and we're real glad to hear that. Florence will have to talk to us and tell us what she does while you're gone and what she does to keep busy, and does she have hobbies, or I know must get lonesome when you only see her ever so often. I sure do enjoy these tapes. I think this is the greatest thing ever invented. I just think this is a great way to talk to somebody and get information and communicate. Well, I guess I haven't got much more to say right now, so I'll sign off, and you guys stay healthy and take care.
Hi, Aunt Florence and Uncle Carl. Sometime I might see you, you know. It ought to be fun, too. I have my small bike, and it's got a flat tire and everything. The handlebars are loose, you know. And I get a new bike this summer. And we had field day about 2 weeks ago, and I won 3 ribbons. And one was gold, that means we're champ. And one was blue, that means I won first, and I won first in, I tied for first in the jump rope race, you know, and then I won second in the other race called chariot race. In the chariot race, and you have 4 people in it. And we had a lot of fun at the pond when we had lunch. It was awful fun. And this summer I wrote a play, and I'm going to have some people in it, and we're going to have it on. And we're having another thing called the Acrobat. And me, my friend, and these other 2 friends are in it, and we have acrobats. And my mom and dad are going to be in it. And sometime I see you. I got to see you. Because if I don't, I'm just going to really miss you. I already do, you know. And Mom showed me the placemats that you sent her. I really like them. I think they're pretty. And I got a brand new room set. Well, not a room set, but I got this desk. It's painted gold and white spotted, and my dresser she painted gold and white spotted, and it really looks nice. And then I got this doggie from her. Well, Aunt Florence and Uncle Carl, I'm really glad I got to talk to you, and it's been really fun, and this tape's been pretty long, you know, and I'm really glad, and I love you. Bye.
Hi, Aunt Florence. Hi, Aunt Florence. How are you? Thank you. Hi, Aunt Florence. I have a new bike. My chain came off, and my daddy fixed it about 3 weeks ago. My dad fixed my brother's bike so his handlebars wouldn't wiggle like my sister's. So, Mama, you have pretty things at your house. And this tape recorder's kind of nice and pretty. And I have a Ruthie's nice, and she has a dog, and Chrissy. She's Ruthie treats Chrissy like a real doll. I mean, a real baby. And we have a swing set, and we all have our own things. Ruth has the bar, and I have the teeter totter, and Mike has the slide. And we have to ask each other if we could use each other's things. But Ruth and Mike always gets on my thing without asking. And I get on Ruth's thing without asking, and Mike's. Sometimes I don't really like it. But me, I have new shoes. Mikey has a new bat, Ruthie has a new dog, and I guess that's a, we have a new record player. That's about it. Bye. Bye, I love you.
Well, now that the family's said a few words to you, well, I'll say a little bit. There's not really too much to say. We're sure pleased with the way Lou's coming along, and I think he's looking forward to this trip to Manila, and I think it's good for him. I think he needs to take that trip and have something to relieve his mind a little bit of the problems he's had here in the past and get out and see a little bit of the world. I'd sure enjoy trying to take the trip myself with Carol and I. We'd enjoy seeing that part of the country, but I think it's going to be a few years before we get over in that part of the country. Someday we'd like to take a trip over to Hawaii, look around, but we've got a few other obligations before that ever takes place. But I certainly do think it'd be a wonderful trip for Lou. And like you say, with you not knowing whether you're going to be there very much longer or not, now's the time for him to do it. And I think he's really planning on coming over there, and we'll help him if he needs any help getting trying to make connections here and there. He's called a travel agency here and got information as to the flight time and the cost of the flight and the different informations from a travel agency here in Boulder. As for anything else, why, it's been a pretty wet spring here. We haven't had a real lot of nice weather, although now it's getting nice. We've had a lot of rain, and everything's real nice and green here now. I've been working on the yard and trying to get it whipped into shape, and finally got it looking real nice now. Got some roses planted in the garden, and they're just about to bloom. In fact, I think there'll probably be some of them blooming by Memorial Day, which is only about 2 or 3 days away, but they're in bud now, and a couple of those buds are just about ready to pop open. And as Carol said, we're going to leave Saturday and fly down to Florida and spend 2 or 3, 4 days there looking around and drive my mother back home. She doesn't like to drive, and my sister went down last fall with her, and so I guess it's our turn to go down and drive her back home. That's an awful long drive. but I think we'll really enjoy it. I've never been in the South myself other than Oklahoma and Texas, and I don't know if you could call that the South to us. I guess it's the South, but I've never really been in what they call the Deep South, and I'm going to enjoy the trip and coming through Louisiana. I suppose we'll come through Mississippi, Louisiana into Texas, and then come north towards Colorado. I'm not exactly sure what route my mother has laid out. When my dad was living, they used to take a couple of different routes. The route they seem to like the most is basically right towards the very southern part of these states, and they'd come into Houston, Texas, and then out of Houston they'd go north up through the Panhandle and up through Lamar, Colorado, and then home. But Carol and I are both looking forward to the trip, as neither one of us has been down to Florida, and on the way back we're going to stop by and take a look at Lou's property there and see how that is developing in there, and then come on and head for home. I don't know how these two women are going to like my driving, because when I get on the road, I'm ready to go. But we're going to have to cut the time down a little more so than if it was just Carol and myself driving, because my mother is, I don't think she can stand more than about 8 hours, 9 hours on the road. And but the car's air conditioned and everything, so we ought to be comfortable in there. But I think we're going to have to spend only about 8 hours on the road and stop. But we'll give ourselves enough time. We're going to leave Florida on Thursday, and that'll get us in here real easy by Saturday evening, or if we don't want to push that hard, why, we'll get in here in good time on Sunday afternoon. But Carol and I are looking forward to the trip. It's going to be a little rough on me, because in my type of work, this is our real busy season. In the last couple of weeks, I've been putting in about 11, 12 hours a day, so I can get caught up on most of my work and be able to make this trip. And normally we don't request vacations in the summertime, because like I say, our work is seasonal, and this time of the year is when we make our money and all of our work's done, and all of our estimating and everything else is done. But it's going to be a real enjoyable trip, and I'll have to put in a few extra hours when I get back to get caught up on some of my work, but I think we'll really enjoy the trip. My mother's got planned to take us to Cypress Gardens, and I don't know what other places she's got to take us. She gave us the name of a few of them. However, they don't mean too much to me, because I've never been there. That'd be like if I had someone coming here to Colorado, and most people have heard of Pikes Peak, but if we told them we were going to take them to Estes Park or Central City or Glenwood Springs or somewhere like that, why, it wouldn't really mean too much to them, because they've never been here, never seen the country. So we're really looking forward into the trip, and I'm sure we'll have a very enjoyable time. And in listening to what you said, it's very interesting, Carl, to hear this, because like you say, the only thing we read about Vietnam is the bad side of it. The killings and all of the stuff that goes on over there, all these trials and things like that. We don't hear anything good, or of course we don't really get the point of why the United States is there by reading the paper. You can only believe a half of what you read in the paper anyway anymore. And it sounds to me like it'd be very interesting work. I don't know really what your job is, and probably really is none of my business, but it sure sounds like you're very satisfied with it and very interested in the work. And I'll tell you, we're certainly interested in what you tell us about those countries, because people don't read that kind of stuff in the paper, and your tapes have been very interesting to us, and educational, really, for the children, because they don't really know what's going on, other than what they're told and what they hear us talk about. And you hear all this about pulling out and things like that. Well, we sit and discuss it here and there, and nobody really knows what that war is all about over here that has never been over there. And I'm sure there's people that don't like it because of the fact that their kids grow up and off to war they go, and it makes a person think a lot. But from listening to your tapes, we have I think learned a little more about what's going on over there. Well, I was interrupted there for a little bit, so I'll try to continue with a little more. These tapes seem pretty long after you get used to talking into them. They are a lot simpler than writing a letter. Like you said, if you wrote a letter for one side of this tape, you'd have about 500 pages. So I'll try and continue here with a little more. Carol, she sells this home interior, and she's having a party tonight, and so I'm just sitting here kind of lounging around. Like you said, you have put on a lot of weight. Well, I've put on a little myself. If you can imagine me at 190 pounds, of course, it don't really show that bad. I could have used a little weight, but I'm taking off a few pounds, and I didn't have much activity this last winter. I didn't bowl at all, just kind of laid around and watched football until that was over, and then I watched bowling and really didn't get too much exercise this winter. But we're going to change a little bit. I'm going to start bowling again, and we belong to this Marimonte Club here in Broomfield. And so Carol and I are going to set up a little routine here this summer and start swimming. They have an indoor pool up here, and we're going to start going swimming more often, which is real good exercise. Of course, on the job, I get a little exercise walking around here and there and get outside, but not as much as I have. I've been about as inactive this winter as I've ever been. But this summer, we're going to swim a little more. We belong to the club even during the winter, but I just can't quite feature myself even in an indoor pool swimming when there's snow on the ground and it's 10 above zero. It just doesn't appeal to me. But we're going to change our ways a little bit, both Carol and I, and the kids, they enjoy the swimming. Mike, he is a real swim enthusiast. He's not too much interested in baseball. He likes football. He likes fishing, and he's enjoying this mountain climbing now with Larry. And but other than that, he really enjoys this swimming. He'll go up to the swimming pool and spend 3-4 hours. Even last winter, he'd go up there about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and we'd have to go up there and drag him out of that pool. So maybe that's the route he wants to travel. He Swimming's good for you. It's good for him. It's a very exercising sport, and but the kids enjoy it a lot, and we enjoy it too. As for the hippies here, I don't know what you've read over there, but they're making the headlines in the United States here in Boulder. It's the third largest, I guess you could call it, the hippie hangout or dope peddling city or town in the nation, in the United States. And here, this last weekend, up on the what they call a hill, if you're familiar with it, up around Jones's Drugstore there, up at between 14th and 13th on College Avenue, where the Colorado Bookstore is, they had some rioting up there this weekend. They busted every glass window out of the Colorado Bookstore, and there was some looting and stuff. Although it was basically centered in that particular area, as that's where these hippies or so-called street people have been hanging out. Now, these people, they're not connected with the university. 90% of them don't even go to the university. And 85% of them are not even from this state. They're just people. I don't know what their problem seems to be. I think their biggest problem is they're on dope, and if you aggravate these people too much that are on dope, you don't know what they're liable to do. But they've had a problem up there, and the last couple of years they've been flocking in here like ducks, and they're trying to run the town and run the police department. They moved a substation up on the hill here about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and they claim that this is what set it off. They don't want the substation up there. They want to come in and do as they want to do, and they're not, they're dirty and filthy, and their dogs run loose. They just don't want to abide by the law whatsoever. However, it's very fortunate that they're just few in number. There were 150 to 200 involved in the riots in the hill area this weekend. Now, this is the first time that Boulder has had any problem in that area, that they're tearing things up and throwing these so-called bombs and trying to start fires and looting these stores. And I think the situation was handled very well. You drive up there now, and you can't even hardly find them around. They've just kind of found out that the law's not going to let them get away with it, and that the people are not going to let them get away with it. And so I think eventually this is going to blow over, and these people will probably wander on to other parts of the country. And so I don't think there's any real big problem with them. Boulder has, I don't believe, as long as I've lived here, ever experienced this type of rioting and things like that. However, people expected that eventually it would come. There were no college students involved in it because they've all had their finals, and there's no students at the university right now, so I guess they felt that they had pretty much the run of the show, so they put on a little show, and it cost these businessmen up there on the hill a lot of money, and they've had a couple of meetings, the city councils, and the people have just more or less said that they don't like that type of people around, and they don't do anybody any good. They're not, maybe in their own mind, they may be right, but if they're that right, they would have a larger gathering than they do. But they've got everything under control up there pretty much now. And everything's kind of quiet now. Well, this side here is about to run out, so I'll just kind of sign off now, and maybe we can get Lou and Larry to talk on the other side so that we can get this tape in the mail and get back to you. It sure is a wonderful way to communicate. After you get used to talking into this thing, why, it's a little easier than sitting down and trying to write a letter and wind up with one page and you really haven't said anything. Maybe we haven't said anything on this tape, but at least we've assumed almost this side of the tape. So I'll sign off now, and we'll try and get Lou and Larry to say something and get this tape in the mail while Carol and I are gone down to Florida, so that you can listen to all the BS we've got to say about it.